Good afternoon, good night, good day, wherever you are. This is Unleashed Unapologetically with your coach, Nadege. And I am here, of course, to help you build confidence. I'm your personal development and your confidence coach. And all I do is help you reset the focus and relocate your mindset so you could successfully work and lead your business without burnout, of course, but it's just the success that you want out of it. But this evening is not about me. It's about Frida. We have the beautiful Frida Sorensen with us this evening, and she is going to talk to us about what she does, what got her to do what she's doing right now, how she's helping others, especially women entrepreneurs and business owners, get into the core of knowing who they are through mindfulness and meditation. So she is a mindfulness and meditation coach, and she helps women entrepreneurs and business owners hone into their power, transform their lives, change and find peace within so they can go on into having their work done without burnout and with resilience. So of course, how she knows that is because herself, she has to go through many of these things that were keeping her from having anxiety, being stressed out, having burnout, and suffering from all of that. And for many years, she has suffered from the burnout aspect of at work or in her social environment. And she had to make a change. She has to do that transformation in herself. She has to become resilient and, of course, find a way to work in her own self-care. And you hear me talk about it often, right? We need that self-care in our everyday and daily practice so we could be the best version of ourselves. So how are you gonna do that if you do not have life and work balance? So that's where Frida comes in, and she's going to talk to us about the things that she does and how you can instill that in your everyday living, and you could go on without burnout and stress and even anxiety, living free and have your mind rested and actually thinking clear. So Frida, welcome to the platform. How are you?
Hi, Nadege. I'm very good. Thank you. Hello, everyone. And thank you so much for having me on your podcast today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is a pleasure to have you. And of course, you started into doing mindfulness and meditation. But what with your story, guide us through what really happened to you that made you make that shift.
Thank you for asking that, Nadege. I do love to talk about it because, you know, our experiences is what guides us to what, you know, our purpose in life. So I actually started in social work. I've been a social worker for nearly a decade. And I was talking to you before that I've lived in lots of different countries. So I was, I'm a resident of Australia, and I became a counselor and a social worker in Melbourne. And I was in my mid-20s, and I came straight out of university and into a very full-on role as a youth worker working with young men in youth detention centers. So that's basically a prison for young people, right? And the nonprofit I was working with believe that we can rehabilitate people who are broken and who has a lot of, you know, mental health issues. We can rehabilitate them by building their confidence, by building their skill level. So I was going into prisons and helping young men get skilled up so that they're ready for, you know, when they get paroled and they're ready to go out into the community and lead different lives. What I didn't realize, although the work was super meaningful, you know, it's really what I wanted to do, was that I didn't have the skills. I didn't have the resilience to actually deal with this huge responsibility of working with super vulnerable people and young people at that, you know, that haven't even really come of age, that haven't had role models. So probably a couple of years into my career, I started really feeling shaky, you know, self-doubt. I was experiencing a lot of anxiety. I didn't know that at the time. I was just really struggling. And I was going around thinking that everybody else knew exactly what they were doing, and everybody else, you know, were more confident than me. I was seeing other social workers going about their work, and I thought they know what they're doing, and I cannot possibly let people know that I'm struggling or that I don't really know what it is that I'm doing, right? So I was really suffering in, or struggling in silence, and just going about my work. And then as I progressed, I realized that I really wouldn't be able to continue doing the meaningful work that I wanted to do if I didn't build my resilience on my own. So that's when I started going out looking for practices, like, you know, I tried yoga, meditation, exercise, dance. You know, I tried lots of different things. Journaling, a lot of journaling. And that's when I started realizing that the, you know, the techniques of yoga and meditation in particular were really effective in terms of calming down this kind of it's like a cycle of stress that I was in for many years. So I then started implementing it into my work as well. I started supporting other social workers who I started unpacking my own dysfunction in the way that I was living and working, I then started opening my eyes to that other people were having that same struggle. Social workers were burning out in numbers and numbers. Young people were stressed out because they didn't have the life skills that they needed to survive and to thrive. So I started infusing my work with mindfulness practices. I developed a mindfulness program for staff to support them in their work. And then I realized that that's what I wanted to be doing. I wanted to be doing it full time, to be supporting people to have the confidence, you know, because stress is always going to be a part of our lives. But it is about building the confidence that we have the tools and the skills and the resilience when we do meet those challenging moments in our lives. And that's gotten me to now be coaching around mindfulness and stress resilience and building more balanced lives.
I love that, and thank you for sharing. I always love, you know, diving into conversations, especially that evolves around and involves into confidence, because I'm a confidence coach as well, personal development. And what I am loving is the fact that, you know, there are many things in our lives that usually becomes our teachers. You know, it's the experiences that you had to go through to teach you of, you know, the new skill set that you needed to acquire for yourself about, you know, how to meditate the right way and how to fully be present. Because I you know, as I'm hearing you, being present was what got you to become resilient. It is what got you to become calm, so you could deal with the anxiety, you could deal with the stress, and you could deal with the burnout. So when you made that shift, how did it impact you? How did you feel?
I want to say that, you know, it would be amazing if it was like I just had one day and then everything shifted and things changed for me, right? There's actually a lot of things that had to happen to get to a point where I was serving others and helping others with their stress. Because it had been years and years of stress in my body and living in stress mode or fight, flight, and freeze, which a lot of people might have heard of. I was actually, a lot of things in my body were suffering. So my digestion was completely out of whack. So I realized I had to go and seek out a natural doctor. So that helped me get my physical health back into shape. I really had to hone in really being dedicated to a yoga practice and a meditation practice. Before I was just like, getting on the mat maybe once a week, but I realized this needs to be a consistent practice that that becomes part of my lifestyle in order for me to maintain health, as opposed to, so it's preventative care, as opposed to just, I'm burnt out now, what do I need to do, right? It's infusing, and this is what I think is so important in entrepreneurship, is that we need to maintain our mind, our body, and our spirit in order for us to maintain our energy and our creativity and our ability to propel ourselves forwards. So you asked me how it felt, right, when I started making this shift. There was a feeling of amazement to start with, because I realized that I did have control of what was going on in myself. You know, I did have control of my body, because stress and anxiety, it all manifests in the body. Right. So if we can have practices, we can learn practices for ourselves that switch our relaxation response on and switches off the stress response, what an amazing power that you have. Because before, I thought that my environment was the cause of my stress. And of course, our environment does cause the stress, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the things that the stress is experienced in the body. So that way I started to think, well, if I can cause the stress within myself, I can also cause relaxation and calm. So you talk a lot about women empowerment. I feel like it was an empowering moment for me to realize that tuning into my body, what my body was feeling, as opposed to suppressing, avoiding, rejecting the things that we're experiencing. I mean, this is the core of mindfulness, is to be able to sit with the experience of your body, your thoughts, your emotions, the physical sensations, without rejecting them, you know, with non-judgment, with acceptance, and then go, what do I do from here? What do I need to do for myself from here? Yeah, and that was empowering to experience. And then the real work begins after that.
You know, I love that, you know, you talked about the steps into the discovery, pretty much, you know, because there are things that happen in our lives, and we all go through things that happen in our lives. And oftentimes there are many of us who do not know how to actually come out of the whole, whether it is burnout at work or burnout in our own home, whatever the situation is that we are seeing in our everyday lives, we don't always know how to step out of it. We don't always know how to say to ourselves, you know what, let me find calm, let me find peace, let me just do a practice in my everyday life. A lot of people really need that guidance. They need, you know, that way of changing their old being or their own old ways of doing things. So I really like that you said you had to, it's like you had to go on a study for yourself to really, really know that this is what you need at the moment. You needed to kind of disconnect with the old way of doing things just so you could practice what is needed for you. Just like you said, back then you probably would have just used the mat, go to yoga, practice, and then that's it. Whereas now you had to go into a deep soul search for yourself, understand the deeper end of it. So when you work with others and when you help others, they too can feel the same thing that you felt, you know? So I really am embracing, because a lot of times many women kind of feel like, especially women, we feel stuck because we have so much going on in our mind. We have so much going on around us. We have to do, and then we forget that we need to be peaceful just so the anxiety, the stress can get out of our ways. So what are the things you tell, you know, your clients, whether women or, you know, those male people that you were working with then, you know, and your staff? What do you get them to do, and what do you say to them just so they can say to themselves, oh, wow, that's right, Frida. That's what I need to do.
I mean, for starters, I would say, you know, I work a lot with, I mean, as women entrepreneurs, we are super, super passionate about our work, right? And a lot of the times we've gotten into entrepreneurship, and I would also say in terms of social work, you know, the people I worked with in social work, they got into social work because they have something to give. They really want to help. They come from a place of service. And a lot of the women entrepreneurs I work with also have the same desire to be of service. So I would, for starters, say that your life's work does not happen in the way that you want it to unfold if you cannot recognize your own value, the value of your energy, the value of your this amazing body, this vessel that you have been given so you can physically go out and do your work, the value of your psyche. Mm-hmm. Doing the inner work it requires to be a woman CEO or to be a social worker, or particularly if we're talking about bringing out your particular flavor or light into the world, right? We're not going to be able to do that unless we are actually starting from within. Like my yoga teacher trainer Ashley Turner says that the work has to come from within and then work its way out. And I feel like stress and anxiety and these things, they're all telling us something, you know. And on a very scientific level, it's telling us, dude or lady or queen, you know, something's up, and you need to go within. You need to go within and find what is it that's up. You know, what's the fear? Why is it there? What's the shadow? Again, it's you know, what's stopping you, right? Why is there anxiety? What is happening there? And whether it doesn't really matter which route that you go. Finding ways to support your psyche, your spirit, and your physical body is the number one thing that you need to get right. And then, of course, we can go into the practices, you know, how do you then do that? But it's, yeah.
I love that. One of the things I always tell, you know, when I do coach or when I teach, is that, you know, we have to create the practice for ourselves, you know, because I always look at it this way, right? When we go to a doctor, we go to a doctor's practice. You know, a lawyer, they have their firm. We call it a practice, you know, but we don't create a practice for ourselves. And I think that, you know, and earlier at the beginning, you did talk about, you know, the things that you had to do. You had to meditate, you had to do yoga, you had to do journaling, and all that are kind of aspects that we need in our practice so we can become better versions of ourselves. And I do feel that, you know, this is something that we entrepreneurs and, you know, mothers, people who are mothers, you know, women who have so many different hats that they are wearing, that they have to really put into that practice, make it a daily routine and every day, just so when they look at themselves, they can say, I'm going to my practice. I'm going to work on me. You know, I'm going to do me. And oftentimes saying it alone, we feel guilty for saying, I'm doing me, I have to do me. Or when we say it to others, they become offended. Or how dare you tell them that you were gonna do you when you're doing you. So someone who's going through such trouble, or, you know, they have in their mind that, oh my God, how do I tell people I love that I need to do me? What do you tell them?
Yeah, I can so relate to that, Nadesh, because I also do work with a lot of mothers, a lot of women in leadership, mm-hmm. And we are wearing so many different hats. And there is this guilt. This really, it's something that we've inherited, you know, from generations of women, right? And we have come from a very heavy history, women have. So we carry this inherently, this guilt about what, you know, I have energy what to give to other people, right? Why should I be bringing it to myself? It's a really, really good question. It's really about, it's thinking about that your energy is not finite, unfortunately. So it is really about being super clear about what is it that you want to be spending your energy on. And for starters, you want to be spending your energy on creating more energy for yourself so that you can go out and be of service to the people around you. My teacher trainer Ashley Turner says you have to feed spirit, you know, which is what in whatever form that shows up for you, but we need to feed spirit first in order to be able to serve. The big part of my teachings that I do in my coaching program is that we can do it very, very simply. You know, we don't have to be driving 3 hours out into the mountain, signing up for some seven-day retreat, you know, and being all alone and there's no noise or anything like that. We can do that maybe, you know, a couple of times in a year if we really wanted to, but the skill is really to be able to find the calm in your day-to-day life. You know, as your kids are like screaming outside the door, having the discipline to go, I am taking my 10 minutes regardless of what's going on out there, right? Trusting that in 10 minutes, they're not going to burn down the house. having some really clear boundaries with your partner, with your employees, with your kids, that, you know, I have 10 minutes every morning and this is mommy time, this is queen time, this is, you know, boss lady time, whatever it is that you want to call it, this is me nurturing myself. And then doing what you can to actually make that happen for yourself. You know, who do you need to bring in to support you to do that? Who do you need to speak to so that you can clear out that little pocket of time for yourself? So that's the first thing, you know, really having boundaries and then bringing in your supports, you know, who do you need so that this can make, you know, so you can make this happen for yourself. And tell your partner, you know, I am a so much more present mother and partner. If you allow me to have this 10 minutes in the day, I can listen to you more clearly, right? I can be a more present mother. I can be a more present business owner. And then, of course, having the practices that resonate with you. So I teach a lot of physical practices as well, because mindfulness isn't really just about sitting down and being still. Sometimes your energy, especially as women, you're going to require that there's some movement in there so you can move around stuck energy. So it might be putting on, you know, an empowering song, some African drumming, like something that's going to get you feeling vital. Other times it might be that you do a 10-minute seated down practice. Other times it might be that you do need to journal to purge the emotions. You know, a lot of us maybe wake up with some anxiety already from the beginning of the morning. So potentially moving around some emotional stuff. Yeah. And doing some very quick check-ins throughout the day. You know, you can do, how long does it take you to take 3 deep breaths? As you're writing an email, stop at your desk and just take 3 deep breaths and then continue on with your day. So I teach some very quick, Eric Harrison, who's a New Zealander meditation teacher, he teaches spot meditation, which I also teach And that's really just bringing little pockets of mindfulness and meditation into your day without you actually needing to take extra time to do those practices. I hope that makes sense.
I'm hoping that it makes sense for those who are listening in the audience as well. Because I, you know, a lot of times, well, I know back then, whenever we talked about meditation, I had that conversation recently with someone, you know, whenever you talked about meditation, people always think of, oh my God, you have to be levitated and all that. And I had to explain, that's not what it is. I mean, let's not go there. You simply need a few minutes for yourself to come, you know, to just let go of the right now, you know, that time when you know that it's not serving you, and just be in within you. And, you know, embracing the moment, embracing what the universe has for you right now, and just be in the presence. And a lot of time people have a hard time to just be in the present. It's like, you're asking them to just go and lift something heavy, you know, that they cannot carry. Tell them to carry a whole house on top of their head. It's like, how can I be present? And people do struggle with that a lot. So whenever we say meditation and mindfulness, be in the present moment, I know there, I have had people looking at me like, okay, yeah, whatever you're saying, it doesn't work for me. You know, so we know there's a struggle behind that aspect of, you know, we need to let go. But people do think of it as something that it may not be it. So how can you break it down for those who really struggle with the whole thought of meditation, and they really want to know the core of it, what it really does for people? In 90 seconds, what can you break for them just so they can really grasp it and then say to themselves, okay, now I think I can go ahead and practice that.
All right, let me do my best on that one. But I really love how you talk about being in the present moment, because for me, mindfulness and meditation is really about getting ourselves into the present moment. Our mind and the way that it was designed to be assessing risk and danger, right? So that's why it's so hard for the mind to be in the present moment, because it's constantly assessing the risk in the future. How are things going to show up for me? I don't know how that launch is going to go. And we're stressed out about something that hasn't even happened yet. Even if we've already done the work, right? To ensure that as best as we can to plan. And then we're also worried about the past. Why did I say this? This was a mistake. Oh, I shouldn't have done this. We beat ourselves up, right? And we are actually missing this moment, which is the only time where you can take inspired, mindful, wise action. It's only in this moment. The past hasn't happened. The future, the past has already happened. The future is gone. Being present now is the only thing that really matters. Planning now, working out what your vision is now, looking at your children and really feeling their presence, being present to them now, being present to your clients now, creating now. So that is what meditation does. So meditation is the formal practice. When we usually use these interchangeable words, meditation is the formal practice where you sit down, you've carved out a specific time for yourself. Mindfulness is the state of awareness. It's the quality of awareness that you have from moment to moment. So can I share with you a quick practice that teaches us to be present? Yeah, very, very simple, actually, because what allows us to be present in the moment, it is by experiencing what you are experiencing right now through your senses. So your five senses, what you're seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and touching, feeling on your body. It's what thoughts are in your mind at the moment. And it's what you're experiencing emotionally. You know, so whether that's boredom, sadness, anxiety, you know, nervousness, right? So you can become present in the moment very quickly by practicing something called the stop technique. I don't know if you've heard about it, Nadesh. Something we use a lot in mental health. But basically it's an acronym. So the S stands for stop. So just stop whatever it is that you're doing, right? If you're running around like a headless chicken, stop. The T stands for taking a breath. So just take three big breaths. That does not take a long time at all. Three deep breaths and just feel how the breath is inside your body. That's already your sense of touch, that you're, you know, it's your sense of touch is inside and outside your body. And then the O stands for observe. So observe what is going on in this moment through your senses. What are you hearing? So just hone in for a few seconds, pick up on two or three sounds in your environment. What are you seeing? So this is an open eye meditation. You can just pick up on a couple of things around your desk or outside your window. What are you tasting? You know, notice inside your mouth the last cup of coffee that you had, the taste of toothpaste, the feeling of your teeth, you know, as you move your tongue around. What are you sensing on your skin? So, you know, that could be the cool or hot air. You might be sensing your feet flat on the floor, your body sitting in the chair, and so on. And then if you like, you can also pick up, am I feeling anxious? Am I feeling distracted? What kind of thoughts, you know, are present? You know, am I saying self-doubtful things to myself at the moment? That could be the reason why I'm feeling anxious, you know, because I'm saying to myself, I'm not good enough. And then the P stands for proceed, you know, then you go about with, but mindfully, what did you learn from what you observed, from taking that brief practice? What did you learn about your current situation? You know, and then you proceed with more mindfulness, with more wisdom around what is it you're experiencing in this moment, and what needs to happen. So that's the stop technique for you. And I use this every day, and I teach my clients to use this every day to just, it's like a hack to break through the noise, to break through that cycle of anxiety or stress.
So I'm hoping, ladies and gents, for those of you who are listening, now you know the new stop technique if you did not know it, and the things that you could do around, just so you could observe who you know, what you do. You could observe how you feel. You could pay attention to the things that you are doing. And actually, you could stop and breathe, because, you know, we get afraid to do that, but it's okay if we stop, because again, to be mindful about our environment is being able for us to just stop and pay attention to what's going on out there, to smell nature, to embrace what's out there, listen to the bird chirping. That's you being mindful, because there are things that you never used to do. Once you stop and you start paying attention to what's going on in your environment, you actually get to see different things. You get to feel different things. You get to sense and smell things that you've never smelled before. And that's the whole aspect of this practice. And I'm hoping that those of you who are listening, that was beautiful shared today from Frida, and tip that you could start using in your everyday practice, you know, just so you could say to yourself, I need to stop. I say to myself all the time, the past few days, I just needed to stop. I needed to stop from being on all my platforms. I needed to stop from speaking in Clubhouse. I just needed to stop. Just so when we stop, it allows us to get clarity. and then we can move forward. And that's where mindfulness comes in. And the deep breathing, we need to practice that. You're not gonna get it from the moment. You're not gonna get it at the beginning, but you get to do it often until you get better at it. So that's where it starts. It starts by you taking the step to learn to stop. S-T-O-P, all right?
Can I add a little bit there, Nadezh? Because you said it so beautiful, beautifully. I wanted to add, because you got to it at the end, the clarity. So why is it important to be present in the moment? It's because we actually get to connect to the wisdom, to the inner wisdom of our mind, as opposed to it just running amok. We actually get to center everything. And we get clarity around what is the wisest thing that needs to happen right now. When we are preoccupied with the worries of the past and the future, you're not actually really clear. You are not focused on what is important. And that is really the golden nugget of it all, is that we can be our wisest selves and make mature, healthy, clear decisions when we are present to ourselves and what is really happening. So thank you so much for making that, for bringing it there to and making that connection. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, dear Frida, it seems that we're already getting closer to wrapping up. If somebody wants to connect with you, they want to work with you, where can they find you? Which platform do you usually spend most of your time?
So I'm mainly on Facebook at the moment, Frida Sorensen. So that's F-R-I-D-A Sorensen, S-O-E-R-E-N-S-E-N. You can always find me there. You might also be able to find me on Wellness with Frida. I'm sort of transitioning my business at the moment, going more online. So I'm offering an 8-week coaching program for women, actually, who are entrepreneurs and dealing with stress. So you can also find me on fridaasorensen.com. And is that something you'll be sharing, Nadezh, as part of this podcast?
They will hear it in the podcast. So whenever they listen to it, they would listen to where, that's why it's important that I ask, you, where can they find you? Because if somebody is resonating with everything that you shared, of course, they're going to want to reach out to you. Of course, they want to learn more from you. So they need to hear that, what do you do? And of course, where can they find you? Just so they can quickly grab and say, Frida, we are ready to work with you. So it is very much important. But we also want to say thank you, to you, because tonight you have shared, great value and really helping others who are actually sitting on the sideline, not sure of, what they can do for themselves, how they can start the practice of mindfulness and meditation in their everyday life. Because of course, we need the balance. We need life balance. Many of us, as you and I, we teach women, it's not just women, it's people who are working on their personal development. And we are teaching them about understanding the aspect of, if you are not present, then that's when you bring yourself to burnout. That's when you bring yourself to losing yourself. The things that you used to do because you were a people pleaser, you need to separate from that just so you can be present for you. And all you did tonight is really inspiring people to really know that you need to be present for you, because if you're not present for you, you are going to be stressed out. You are going to live under anxiety. You are going to think that the world is after you. So all that requires you to stop. Everybody, ladies and gents, you need to stop, okay? And then go ahead and ask yourself, how did stopping help you? How did it help you from moving, doing everything you were doing, to being? Because we need to be and not just doing all the time. So I want to absolutely. So I'm also reminding everybody, August 29th, 2021, 11:30 to 3 p.m., we will be having our first annual Women Empowerment Conference. And of course, it is virtual this year because of the whole pandemic we had been through. We decided we were going to transition fully to virtual. So we are reminding you the tickets are available. The name of our event is Fix the Tilted Crown, because all of us women, we need each other to fix each other's tilted crown, and that's how we grow together. So we are inviting you to go to Eventbrite, put the name Fix the Tilted Crown to get your ticket, or you can go to youslayconfidence.com/fix. So on that, ladies and gents, it was a pleasure having Frida with us. And of course, don't forget to grab your ticket for August 29th conference. We want to say thank you to you, Frida.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for having me. A pleasure.
Yes, yes, yes. So ladies and gents, it was Unleashed Unapologetically. Good afternoon, good night, good day, wherever you are. Bye.